Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience. Good morning. I would like to give Israel all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise for this day and the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Host. Give me 1 minute, people. 1 minute.
Come on. Come on. Voting.
Sorry about this. I'm back. About that. I am back. Give me one more extra minute. All right, people. I'd like to get a God of Israel honor and glory today. I am back, people. I am back. I am back again this morning. I have some things that I need to say to you. Things that I need to talk to you about. The title of this broadcast, Why on Everything, No Milk for the Babies. Let's see in the Bible. Let's see what is going on with the babies. With no milk. Let's see if this scripture, let's see if this is Bible. Let's see what we are going through right now in this earth. Biblical and Bible prophecy. And me as the prophet, God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, here to set the record straight. I'm here to set the record straight. I'm going to go over some scriptures. We're going to go over some things in the Bible to give you some understanding today, to give you some wisdom and some knowledge into what is going on, exactly with what's going on in this. My name is Elisha, but I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahab. This is Prophetic Power of Truth platform. We are here again to speak to you prophetically about what is going on in the earth. Prophetically. This divine platform, divine inspired by the God of Israel, the God of Israel. If you people don't know who he is, let me tell you who he is. He's the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. He's the God of Jerusalem. He's God of the holy city, the holy land. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about God, the one and true only God in this earth, in this universe, is God. The one that you people have been, most of you people, except the Hebrew Israelites, haven't been taught about. So let's go right into our broadcast right now. The guest call-in number is 661-244-9831. Anybody would like to call in and talk about what's going on with the baby formula, they call it. Formula is something that has been made and something that has been created outside of what the Israel told you to do for your babies. I'm here to help you women. I'm here to help you sisters. Because y'all just don't understand. You say you're reading the Bible, you know what's in the Bible, you know what you're supposed to do, you say you into God and all that. Well, if you was into God, if you was in the Bible, if you had knowledge and wisdom or understanding, your babies wouldn't be what they're going through right now. No milk. No milk. No, you don't know what's in the Bible. No, you don't understand what the God of Israel want us to do as women concerning our children. No, you don't know that. If you knew that, then you wouldn't be in the predicament that you are in right now with your babies. With your babies. Depending on some government and some white man and blue man and pink man to give you something for your baby. That's such a weak, weak, weak woman. And a weak, weak man, whoever, trusting some man to help you, to feed you, to take care of you, that's weakness. That is weakness. The God of Israel never told us to do that. So guess what, people? You put your own selves in the predicament that you're in, women, sisters. You put your own self, oh, yeah, I got to go and I told you, I'm not religious. I'm here to set the record straight. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation, Israel. I'm their prophet, okay? I'm here to set it straight, people. You so happy and get so excited when your babies is born. You know, to go to the government and go to the WIC office and sign them up to get some kind of Similac milk, this milk, all kind of formula milk. You so happy that you can get WIC and get you some government cheese and some government milk and some government this. People, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that you people don't know and you people don't understand. I'm going to tell you that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, he never, ever, 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 ever told you, me, and nobody else to trust in no government and in no man and in no nobody. Trust in him. But that's something that you people have not done. And that's why you in the predicament you in. The gas price is going up to $10 over there in Washington. In a minute won't be no gas. Yeah. Yeah, y'all people think this is a game. No, this is reality. This is real life. This is what's going on right now. And guess what? You can't pray it away. No, you cannot pray it away. Why? I'm going to show you why today. I'm going to show you why you can't pray this away, people. No, you can't pray this away. Let me read now. Let me read. Let me go into my scriptures. Our first scripture, people, let me show you why on everything milk for the babies. This is the title of this broadcast. You didn't know. You did not know what you see going on in the earth is in the Bible. You don't. That your baby ain't got no milk. It's in the Bible. Why? Why your baby don't got no milk? Why little boo and little tutu and boo boo and baby and them don't have milk to drink? Their bottles are empty. The shelves in the grocery store are empty. They said in the news 40%. 40%. And I'm going to read that news article today. 40% of the shelves in the grocery stores don't have any milk. So, yes, people, where's your elders at? Can they talk to you about that? Where's your leaders at? Your pastors and your bishops and all, where they at? Can they tell you anything about that? No, they can't tell you nothing about that. Because they ain't trying to tell you nothing about that. They want you to make that think that everything is okay and everything going to be good. And yes, okay. They'll fix it in 6 months. I heard GOCC make a broadcast Wednesday night, I believe it was, talking about telling the people, oh, yeah, well, just make sure you got 6 months of food supply. 6 months. Bro, what is you talking about? What is you talking about? 6 months of food supply. That's not biblical. The famine in the Bible lasted for 7 years. It was a 7-year famine in the Bible. Many times, if not many, quite a few times, the children of Israel went through famine for 7 years in the Bible. Joseph was in a famine for 7 years in Egypt. Elijah, when he walked the earth, it was a famine. No rain, no food, no nothing for 3 years. No rain for three, probably a famine for seven. Look, people, I'm telling you what I know. This man got on his YouTube platform the other night and said, oh, yeah, people, just get 6 months supply of food. No, bro, 6 months won't be able to help the people. Because your government and your masters won't be able to fix this in 6 months. No one can fix it but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahiah, the God of Israel, is my name. So y'all can keep listening to them line leaders. Line leaders. And he called himself GOCC, Elder Ricard. Yeah, I'm talking about you, brother. Yeah, I'm talking about you. He called himself the other night, getting on his YouTube platform, talking about famine in the land, and went to two scriptures in the Bible. Matthew, what other scripture he went to? Oh, it was one in Matthew where they always go to that scripture talking about Christ. You're going to throw you in jail, and you won't have no food, and you won't have this. That's one. David scriptures they go through all the time. It's so many scriptures in the Bible of famine that brother did not read. See, he want to play safe. He want to play safe with the people. He want to sugarcoat and be safe with the people so the people don't panic. Y'all better panic. You better panic for what the God of Israel told me. Many will die. We have 90 days to prepare, people. He said many will die. We have 90 days, he told me, to tell the people to prepare. I told you that last week. So I don't know what that brother talking about, going to Matthew, talking about a famine, and then they went to a scripture in the Apocrypha, talking about you won't be able to travel and you won't. Come on, people. This man is not teaching you the Bible. This man is teaching you Bible verses. Bible verses. That's all you people are getting at the GOCC, ICE, EUP, and all of them. They teaching you Bible verses, not the Bible. All kind of scriptures in the Bible say the God of Israel going to hurt you and kill you and make you hungry and ain't got no food and ain't got no bread. And I'm going to break the staff of your bread. You're going to be in a famine for 7 years. There's so many scriptures there that these people are not reading. You're wicked, evil leaders. Let me go to my first scripture, people. Lamentation. Lamentation. Lamentation chapter 4, verse 3-11. Let me show you, ladies, you women, you sisters, why your babies don't got no milk. You really want to know why they ain't got no milk? I'm finna read the scripture to show you why. To show you why. Lamentation chapter 4, verse 3-11. Let me get it, people. You people ain't gonna learn nothing listening to these leaders, because they ain't gonna teach you nothing, tell you nothing. And for anybody right now, that's listening to this radio broadcast, or you might listen later, for anybody, I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you right now. One moment. I want to say this to you right now. Do you believe that you are a Hebrew or not? You can believe whatever you want to believe. Believe whatever you want to believe and whatever you've been taught to believe. But I am talking about the Hebrew nation, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. They are in descent, indigenous, they call them, of the Caribbean, Brazil, Mexico, indigenous, they call them Indian. Indian descent and Negro descent, Cuba, Haiti, all of these people make up the 12 tribes of Israel. Black African Americans, they call you, that got off the slave. Yes, you Israel. Whether you want to believe it or not, you keep believing that you're a Gentile and calling yourself a Gentile all you want. But it is what it is. It's what it is, people. Israel not dead. You are Israel. Lamentation 4, verse 3-11. It reads like this. Let's start at verse 1, the aftermath. How is the gold come down? The gold is the 12 tribes of Israel, back then and now today in the earth. How is the most fine gold changed the stones of the sanctuary and poured out in the top of every gate? The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, talking about children of Israel, the sons of Zion. They are more parable and more precious than fine. Hebrews, how are they esteemed and earthen pitchers, the hand of the potter? Who is that potter? The God of Israel is the potter. Even the sea monsters, listen to this, women. Listen to this, sisters. Verse 3 of Lamentation 4. Even the sea monster. Y'all know what a sea monster is? Loch Ness monster, all kind of sea monsters. Whatever creatures you have in the sea, that's what I'm talking about right here in the Bible. That's what the God is talking about right here in the Bible. That's what he compares you women to when it comes to your children. Listen to me. Verse 3. Even the sea monsters draw out the breath. they give suck the young ones. Can y'all hear me? Even the sea monster take his breath, her breast out and give it to her babies. You women, daughters of Zion, women of the women of Israel, you sisters, y'all have put so much confidence, so much trust, so much faith in your government, in your president. You have put so much confidence in what they can do for you and your children and what they can give you and your children to eat. The sea monster draw her breast to feed her baby milk. But do you women do it? No, Planned Parenthood taught you, no, don't do that. See, that's why they call it Planned Parenthood. Oh, you don't have to do that. We don't create a formula, a baby formula for you, so you can give your babies that. Because you know what? You don't have time to breastfeed your baby because you got to go to work. You got to get up in the morning and go to work at 5 or 6 in the morning. So you ain't got time to breastfeed your baby. Oh, and matter of fact, we're going to make it a law that you can't pull your titty out on a bus, or you can't pull your titty out in the public and feed your baby no milk. That ain't a law. This how scandalous these people was against our children. Now look at our children today. Don't have no milk to drink. Why? Because you women been conditioned, you've been programmed and taught that you don't have to pull your titty out and feed your baby no milk. Why do you think the God of Israel gave you a titty? Dumb women. Wake up. Why you think the God of Israel gave you a titty so you can feed your baby some milk? The sea monster, she got more sense than y'all women got. A sea creature, more sense than y'all daughters of Zion. I'm talking to the Hebrew women now. Israel talking to y'all in this Bible. That's who he's talking to, daughters of Zion. And you Gentiles, or whoever you believe you is, you got titty. You was made in this earth with breasts. Why was your breast made? Your breast was made on your body to give your babies some milk. The sea monster got more sense. The chicken got more sense. The goat got more sense. The cow got more sense. The dogs got more sense. Everybody got more sense than you stupid, ignorant women that's robbing your children of what rightfully belongs to them. Milk out of your breast, your titty. You robbing your own child because of what some white man and white woman told you to do. Oh, girl, I can't feed my baby my titty. Oh, it just don't feel right. I can hear some of you black sisters. Oh, it just don't feel right. You white ones too. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I got working. Oh, I gotta go here. I ain't got time to breastfeed. Look at your baby now. Look at your babies. You have deprived children. Let me say it to you clear, women. You deprived your children of what rightly belong to them. Now you gotta call a parent, and you gotta call a government to help you. Your baby some milk when you supposed to have your titty out of your dress feeding your baby milk up to 2 years old. until he became weaned. That's how long you're supposed to feed the milk to them, till they become weaned off of your breast, not off of no bottle. A bottle, what is that? What is a bottle? A bottle is for some woman or some animal that don't want to give a baby no milk. So you have to get them a bottle. You don't want to give your babies no milk. You want to go to the WIC food stamp office and get the coupons so you can go up in these nasty pagan grocery stores and buy this nasty chemical up baby formula that they have created and put on a shelf for your babies to drink. And you wonder why your kids ain't developing. Why your kids got all, what they call it, leukemia bipolar and all kind of sickness and disease. Why? Because you haven't gave them the greatest source of life for them to grow and to develop and to be healthy young children. You haven't gave it to them. You have deprived them of their own life and their own health. Yes, I'm excited because I love kids. I love children. Even me, I was taught that madness. Two sons, I was taught that madness. Oh, just go down to the WIC office, sign up for the WIC, and get the baby powder, the powder milk, the powder milk. That's not even real milk, women. That's not even real milk. Now I know what's wrong with my two sons now. Why they didn't excel in life. Why they didn't become what they supposed to be and be great and able to use their mind the right way and function the right way. Now I understand what I did to my own children. I destroyed my own kids listening to white, pink, blue, yellow man. Let me get back on my talk. Let me get back on my talk. I'm a Trace. Yes, you in a femi. Yes, you are in a femi. Yes. Who put you there? The God of Israel put you in a femi. Yes, people, this is not going to go away. It's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse, people. He already told me we must prepare. We got 90 days to prepare. Whatever we need to prepare, whatever we need to do, whatever we need to go, whatever we need to get, whatever we got to have, we got 90 days. He's going to pull a lid. He, Ahaya, the God of gonna pull a lid off this world. Listen to me, people. Listen to me. Please. Please listen to me. Please. Verse 3 of Lamentation 4. Even the sea monsters draw out the breath. Every animal in this world that have babies, they breastfeed their children. They breastfeed their kids. Every animal. I know. I have my own animal, my own goats and cows and all. I know, people. I have seen it with my own eyes. It with my own eyes, people. When that little child is born, that mama gonna sit down or lay down and let that goat drink the milk. She ain't gonna go nowhere and get no milk. She gonna give her baby her titty. So you women are wrong, and you wonder why the God of Israel taking your kids and taking them away from you. Why? Because you have deprived your children of life. I'm going to show you today how important it is to breastfeed your children. We was created perfectly and wonderfully made. We don't have to go in no market and buy no milk. Yeah, you don't program your child now. You don't program your baby now to go to get a bottle and put it in his mouth or her mouth. No, it'll be hard for you to pull the titty out now because he's so used to that nipple on that bottle. Planned Parenthood, they call it. Planned Parenthood, what they call it when you prenatal care. See, I ain't had a baby in so long, I don't forgot. Prenatal care, they call it. All of this stuff is pre and planned and all of this to get you people to do, you women and men, to accept what they want to do with our children. Listen, people. The sea monster draw at the breast. They suck to their young ones. The daughters of my people, it's become cruel, like the ostrich in the wilderness. Verse 4, the tongue of the suckling child cleaves to the root of his mouth for thirst. For thirst, the young can ask bread, and no man break it unto them. The daughters of my people, who is his people? Israel. The daughters of Zion have become cruel. You are cruel because you're not giving your baby no milk. You're not breastfeeding your baby. So the God will say you are cruel to your children. The tongue, I'm reading Lamentation 4:4, the tongue of the suckling child, the newborn baby, cleaves to the root of his mouth for thirst. Why? Because you ain't got no milk on the shelves. You ain't got no milk on the shelves. No baby formula, they call it, on the shelves. How can we be so stupid, women? How can we be so stupid to have so much trust and confidence in some man, something for our babies to drink? When we got a titty to them, to give them milk. Right now, my son just had a new, he just had a new baby. My grandbaby, now she about maybe 5 months old. Maybe 5 months, 4 months, something like 4 or 5 months. 6 months, she still can drink from the mama breast. But right now, the mama put on Facebook, oh, yeah, well, they running out of milk. Running out of milk. You got all kind of milk in your titties. You got all kind of milk in your titty. No, but the baby don't want it now. Because you supposed to gave it to her from the very first day she bust out your womb. He or she bust out of your womb. You supposed to stuck that titty in their mouth. Nah, but you women ain't got time. You too cute. You too cute. You ain't got time. They don't taught you that a baby sucking on your breast gonna make your breast look bad and look ugly and draw up. Whatever it make it look, this is what the God of Israel gave you the milk in your titty for, to feed her children. Let me keep reading. So you are cruel to children. It's your fault, women. It is your fault that your child don't have no milk to drink today. Now, it ain't the president's fault. Don't blame it on the president. Blame it on him. Don't blame it on him or them. Because it's your fault. It's your fault. How can you depend on some man to give your baby some milk? Let me keep reading, people. They ain't got no milk. They ain't got no food. Get out of food in the grocery store. All the shelves become empty. It's hard to get food. People, listen to me. You are in a famine. You are in a famine. And it said, verse 5, they that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. This is what I asked was in their own land in Jerusalem. This is what happened. This is what happened. The same thing you see going on the earth today, it went on in ancient times. They that feed it delicately, the Hebrew kingdom, are desolate streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment. And no hand stayed on her. So the God of Israel is saying right here that the daughters of Zion, the Hebrew Israelite sisters, y'all say daughters of Zion, you Christian church, y'all say y'all the daughters of Zion, y'all are cruel women to your children. It says, for the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is within the punishment of sin in Sodom that was overthrown in a moment, and no hand stayed on her. So you women, daughters of Zion, you Hebrew Israelite sons, y'all sins are so very great right now against your children. It's the God of Israel. So very great. It's worse than Sodom. It's worse than Gomorrah. Worse. That's why we in the predicament that we in. We have sinned against our God. That's what we have done. We have sinned against our God. We have sinned against our children. We have sinned, 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 sinned. We have done so much evil and wicked things. And then you want to say you ain't done nothing. Oh, you done a lot when you waiting on an airplane to drop down over there in New York or wherever to bring your baby some milk. You done a lot, daughters of Zion. I'm going to take this all the way to verse 11. Verse 7, her Nazarites were purer than snow. They was in milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was a sapphire. Their vestige is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaved to their bones. Wither, it has become like a stick. That's because of the famine. That's because of the famine. Over there in that time. There was a famine in Jerusalem because the children of Israel against the God of Israel for all the gods, just like you people are doing right now. Same thing. Same exact thing. See how the Bible said they was like sticks because they didn't have no food to eat and babies didn't have no milk to drink. They was thirsty. No water. I heard somebody make a video on YouTube the other night. Yes, I think it was last night. Said that Walmart didn't have no wine. I think he said he went to like 30 or 40 Walmarts. And they didn't have a bottle of water on the shelf. So where you people think you're going? Listen to me. What's in the Bible? Let's see. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Yes. Their skin clean to their bones. It is withered, become like a stick. They that be slain with swords are better than they that be slain with hunger. Mm-hmm. Yes, people. This is what the problem. This is exactly where we are in prophecy. Famine. No bread, no food, no water, no gas, no this, no that, no nothing. They that be slain with the sword, verse 9 of Lamentation 4, are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these that be hungry pine away, stricken though for want of the fruits of the field. Fruits of the field, a drought. It was a drought. They was in a famine. They was in a drought back in ancient times, just like now. Everything drying up. Rivers drying up. Oceans drying up. Everything getting dry. Ain't no water in the dam. A draw, people. No, 6 months of food ain't going to help you. You need 7 years like Joseph had in Egypt. 7 years of famine. Have not you read the Bible? Have not you heard your preachers talking across the pulpit saying that it's going to be great tribulation for 7 years? What you think that is? Great tribulation for 7 years is hunger. Thirst, death, and destruction. That's what it is. So no, you don't put too much trust and confidence in man now. And now you ain't got no food. You ain't got no water. You don't have nothing. You don't have nothing. Oh, because you don't have nothing, guess what? Take the mark of the beast. Take the mark of the beast. You want some food? Oh, yeah. Come on, May. Come on, Nikia and Kashaya. Come on. Take the mark of the beast. I got some food over here in my smart city. Come on. Take it. You want to eat? Take it. These people don't play the big game on y'all. You better go work and going to church. Work and going to church. Work and going to church. Going to school. That's all you people been doing while these people been working behind the scene, behind the curtain, getting everything ready for you people to receive the beast. You already been marked. I told you that. You already have been marked. Mark of identity. You already have that. Next. Look here. It's still reading Lamentation 4. So they body became like a stick. He said, better for you to be killed with a with a gun or a sword or a knife that you to be hungry because you're going to pine away because there's no fear of the field. All the trees going to dry up. All the leaves dry up. All the water going to dry. Everything going to dry up, people. Believe what I'm telling you. I'm not giving you no date for that. No Bible prophecy. And I know the God of Israel. I know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What he going to do? He don't have no choice, people. You gave him no choice but to hurt you, people. And your children, you didn't give them no choice. It's like they didn't give them one in Jerusalem. They didn't give them no choice. He kept telling them and warning them through the prophets. They would not listen no matter what. Just like you people will listen. But you will. You will in the man. Verse 10. We're going to take this to 11. The hands of the pitiful women, have sodden their own children. They were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. A higher have accomplished his fury. He have poured out his fierce anger and have kindled a fire in Zion, and it have devoured the foundations thereof. That's that Fema, people. That's that Fema. Yes. Let's go to our next Bible verse. I wanted to show you, sisters, that what you are going through with your children is already written. Because you're cruel. You're cruel. You're worse than animals. An animal got enough sense to pull their titty out and feed their babies. Even an animal got more sense than some of you women. All you women, I might as well say, cruel to your children. Your children crying, oh, yeah, what you think he crying for? A bottle? He crying for no damn bottle. He crying for your titty. You notice why you put the bottle in the baby mouth and he's still crying. Many days I experienced that, women. Now I understand why I experienced that. Many times I put the bottle in my baby mouth. Why? Because he never wanted the bottle. He cried for the titty, the real milk, the real milk, women. The milk that's actually going to make that baby feel good, look good, be good, sleep good. Be healthy. He wants the real milk. He don't want the false chemical poison milk that come off your grocery store shelves. You don't want to hear this right now because your baby ain't got no milk. They got no milk. They running out. They don't ran out. But you got to hear truth, women. You got to hear truth. You got to hear truth. This is the truth. You can't make them out. Oh, man, my son used to cry all night. I'm like, man, I gave him his bottle. Why he still crying? I can't get this boy to shut up, man. All night he cried. All night I gave him bottles. Nothing stopped him from crying. Why? Because I deprived my son, both of them, from what the God of Israel put me in this earth to feed my child milk from my titty, from my breast. He was never happy with that. Let's go to Psalms 22 now. Let's show you something else in Psalms 22 now. That's why your kids are crying, even though you give them the bottle. They know that milk fake. They know that milk ain't real. When she have her baby, she'll go. And the mama don't want to feed the baby. Because she being stubborn and evil and wicked against her own baby. Just like you women. She don't want to pull her titty out. You gotta go try to get a bottle and put some powder in it to feed the cow. To feed the cow. Or the goat, the baby goat. And they still cry because they got to have the milk, the life, the milk that comes from the breast. Psalms 22, people. 22. Psalms 22:9. You know what it said, people? But thou art he. But thou art he. Let's start at verse 8 of Psalms 20. He trusted on Ahiah that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. This make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. Let me read that again for you sisters and you men too. That think that's so cute what your wife, daughter, your girlfriend going up and get black milk from Wick. Girl, you better go on down there and get that whipped milk. So I ain't got to spend no money on that milk. We ain't got enough money to buy no. You ain't got to buy no milk. You got milk. See how dumb and stupid and ignorant you people are? You want everything false and phony and fake. That's why you love this world. It's false, phony, and fake. Everything in it. But look what it say here. David, the king of Jerusalem. The king of Judah. He said, he trusted on Ahiah. Mm-hmm. He didn't trust in no government. He didn't trust in no president. He trusted in Ahiah that he would deliver him. See, y'all got so much confidence in the presidents and the governments and them people helping you people out, giving you gas, giving you oil, giving you water, giving you food, giving you this. But David said, trusted in Ahiah who would deliver me. Not Jesus. Jesus not real. He's false. He's fake. He's phony. That's that they set up, a statue. But David said, I trust God and all the rest of them gods, Buddha and all the rest of them, Most High, all that. Those are all images and statues. They, the people that you trusted in, set up for you to worship. He trusted on a higher. Deliver him. Let him deliver him. See, he delighted in him. Verse 9 of Psalms 22. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Yes, thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's. So when David was sucking on his mama's breast, he said Ahiah caused him to have hope. What is faith, confidence, courage, strength, might, power. That's what hope is. When he was sucking on his mama titty, getting the milk out of her titty, the nutrition that comes from the woman's breast for the baby, he said he began to have hope for his life, that he was going to live and become healthy and become happy and become great. And exactly what happened to David. He was the greatest king, one of the greatest kings, the greatest king in Jerusalem. All because of that milk that mama put in his mouth when he was a little bit of baby. My God, people, what have these people done to us and our children? My God, people, why? On everything, people, on everything right now inside of me. Why did we let these people, our very enemies, that pulled us off of slave ships and beat us half to death and killed some of our ancestors? Why on everything, people? We put so much faith and confidence in these people. You know why? Because they created food. They created milk for the baby. Everything was created for us to eat and put in our body. The water, they created that. Now you got to go buy that. Everything have been a formula. Creation in a lab somewhere. And that's why we're so very messed up. I have snapped out of so much program, people. I have, within 3 years, I have snapped out of so much stuff, people, that I thought was right, that was really wrong. That was helping me when it was really hurting me and my children. I have snapped out. I thank the God of Israel, higher, the God of Abraham, that he snapped me out. They say I had hope on my mama's breast while I was in a titty. I had hope that I was going to live. I had hope that I was going to be great. I had hope that I was going to be a king. What is our children? Drug dealers, men, murderers, rapists, child molesters, family killers, kill everybody in the house, gay, homosexual, lesbians. What have they done to us on everything, people? Because we didn't get what David got. And Solomon, all the rest of our ancestors, they had good, beautiful arms that pulled their breasts out their feet. Next scripture, people. I'm running out of time. Next scripture. Isaiah 49. Then I'm going to read an article for you. A couple of them. Isaiah 49, people. Isaiah 49. What is your hope in? What are your children hope in? Absolutely nothing. They don't have no hope. They don't have hope. They hope is in drugs, gangs, guns, street, homosexual, prostitution. That's what they hope is in, money. Why? Because we didn't give them no milk. We didn't give them no milk. We didn't give babies no milk. We starved our children.
We deprive our children just to make some white man happy, some white woman happy. There's many scriptures in the Bible talk about a woman breastfeeding her child. Many, many, quite a few. I ain't gonna say it ain't no thousands. It's quite a few scriptures that talk about it, though. Isaiah 49:14. Because of the famine that the God of Israel put you in. Put us. Because the daughters of Zion. Cruel. They cruel. They got a lot of iniquities and sins. Yes, you do, women. Isaiah 49:14. Yes. But Zion said, a higher have forsaken me. Yes, he have. And my God has gotten me. Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her suckling child? She should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, will I not forget thee? Ahiah said, you're going to forget your own sons and daughters as babies. You're going to deprive them of what they supposed to make them grow and be healthy and happy. And strength and power and life. It's a lot in the milk, man. It is so much in that milk. It is so much in that milk. He said, but I deprive you like you deprive your children. Behold, I have verse 16. Of Isaiah 49. Behold, I have graven these upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Talking about the children of Israel. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. So, this is just a higher said. Can a woman forget a suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? You have compassion on the son of your womb. You feed them the breast. Let me go to an article right now, people. I want to read. This is a news article that was in the news today, but yesterday, Sunday, May 22nd, 2022. I'm looking at a picture of a grocery store shelf that's empty. There's not more milk on the shelf at all, not much. New York City mayor declares state of emergency over nationwide infant formula shortage. That's the proper word. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had declared a state of emergency over the nationwide shortage of infant formula. The mayor signed an emergency order
which would empower the City Department of Consumer and Worker Protection to prevent crisis performer. A Sunday from his office, the nationwide infant formula shortage caused unimaginable pain and anxiety for families across New York, and we must act with urgency. The emergency executive order will help us to crack down on any retailers looking to capitalize on the crisis by jacking up prices on the essential goods. Our message to struggling mothers and families is simply, our city will do everything in its power to assist you doing this challenging period. More than 40% of retailers in the area are out of stock of formula, said the mayor. 40% now. 40% of stores are out of baby formula milk. Can y'all see this, people? Can y'all see this, women? What did you do, women? What did you do? What did you do? Why we got to wait on somebody to give baby some milk? When we got two breasts on our body, that's milk. Why? The baby eat that milk, man. They don't like that milk. They hate that milk. They hate it. You like it. They don't like it. You like it. That's why our kids are so slow thinking and developing and doing things. Why? We destroyed our own children, giving them some baby formula. When you think of the word formula, people, what do you think that is? Something that created the way that they want to create. That's why kids can't think. That's why the jails are running over with children. It's what we eat and it's what we putting in our baby. Look, people, this is Mayday. Mayday, people. That's how serious it is right now. That's how serious, crucial this is. All you needed was a little wisdom, a little knowledge, and a little sense. But you want to confide in leaders? They ain't got no knowledge and no wisdom and no sense. They ain't got no sense. They conditioned just like everybody else is conditioned and programmed. That's one news article. Let me read another. What God says about breastfeeding. This is an article that I'm reading called Mothering from the Heart. Mothering from the Heart. When you breastfeed your baby, something actually happened. Something spiritual happened. Something powerful happened. When you breastfeed your baby, such a strong mother and child connection come into play. That's why our kids are so disconnected from us. They can't hug us. We can't hug our children. We can't tell our kids we love. All kind of things we lack with emotional behavior towards our children. Because it is one thing that we should have done when they was born in this world, would have connected
us with our children the way that they supposed to be connected with us. But because we divide them and gave them breast, gave them baby, you know what they connected to now? Connected to this world. They want everything that this world have to offer. It don't connect them to us when we get a baby formula. It connect them to whatever it was created to connect them to. But look what God say. What God say about breastfeeding. Breastfeeding was created by God. Magnificent doing for all mammals. And he is not silent on the topic of feeding. I'm reading the motherfromtheheart.com article. His children can receive more than food from the breast of their mother. What greater gift can a mother give her child than the gift God has given breastfeeding? Perspective of breastfeeding makes reference to show breastfeeding a joyful, rewarding blessing to both mother and child. No man can improve on what God has designed. You can't recreate no milk to make your baby what God intended for your baby to do, just sucking on your teeth. In Isaiah 5, the scripture declares that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. His way to provide feeding is from mother to child, not from grocery store to child. No, from mother to child. And it says in Hosea 6, the word states, his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Choosing not to breastfeed a child decrease, listen women, the child risk of sickness. Can y'all women hear me? Can y'all brothers hear me? Can anybody hear me? This is why our children are sick. Because when you don't breastfeed them, you increase risk. Of them getting sick, lupus and leukemia and cancer and all kind of diseases. Look what it says in the article. If parents are informed of the risk of formula feeding and listen, formula feeding and still choose not to breastfeed, they will not all the blessings that God intends for the divine child. Many people do not breastfeed due to the information given to them by their health care providers, your doctors. This lack of knowledge can lead to a poor choice of infant feeding, increase the morbidity and mortality rate of our children. We face major health problems that could have been prevented by providing God's nourishment, breastfeeding. But what do the scriptures have to say? Does God say that we breastfeed? Did he create infant feeding to be only in privacy? Should Christians be made to be guilty to nurse? Has the sexual aspects of the breast caused mothers to feel shame to feed their children in the most nutrient way?
Where have we come? The lady who came up to Yeshaya in Luke 27 and said, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. Yeah, people. But today, well, I can't believe she is feeding her. God's desire for breastfeeding is incredible. For every species, it contains everything needed for our babies. It is even different from for the premature babies to meet it specific needs. Breast milk is a living substance, give immunity, protection, support, growth, and development. The colostrum and the breast milk binds the gut of the baby to create a seal against pathogens and provide many different important functions. So that's just an article I share with you women and men to show you that breastfeeding the baby is so very important. Why are you waiting on the government to give your baby some milk? And I read an article today, another article, that children are beginning to go to the hospital now because they don't have no milk to drink. They get sick. They getting sick because they don't have no milk to drink. You did it to yourselves and your own children, people. Hey, women, let me get another article here. Let me get another article here if I can. Let's see. And why do it have to be formula? Why can't it be sheep milk or some milk like that? Milk or some good milk? But even that milk ain't good because animals is cloned up, chemicaled up, all kind of stuff. You got to do it for women. You got to do it for your breasts. So the kids are getting sick, going to the hospital. Let's read something about sheep milk. Sheep milk is a delicious alternative to cow milk. It also provides a number of health benefits, including an ability to lower cholesterol levels, strengthen the bones, boost the immune system, stimulate the growth and development, prevent birth defects, reduce inflammation, fight and lower exactly everything that the sheep and the cows and the how did they milk? Us women have the same things that out and they breast for their babies. We have the same for our babies. It prevent birth defects. Our kids are born with birth defects because when they born in the hospital, they stick a bottle in their mouth instead of you sticking your titty in their mouth. They get sick and all kind of stuff. Even when you go in, when you pray it, you go in the store, you buy that old cow milk and stuff. The God of Israel told us to have all animals. We don't supposed to go in the store and get milk, get food, and get none of that. We're supposed to have our own animals, our own food, our own milk, our own clothes, our own everything. That's why people. That's why you are in the predicament that you are in today. You don't have your own nothing. You have to depend on them to give you everything. So let's go to another Bible verse that I have. I only have one more after that, and I'm going to get ready to leave. Deuteronomy, I wanted to talk about those because they have this disease now called a monkeypox. I wanted to read a scripture in Revelation concerning if I have time. Deuteronomy 31:24. Let's go back to the Torah. Deuteronomy 31:24. So, please, anybody that's listening to this audio today or this podcast, I need you to, whoever you know that's pregnant or you just got a newborn baby, 2-3 weeks old or something like that, day old, whatever, tell the mother to start breastfeeding their babies. Let's get the word out. Let's get the word out, women. Let's get the word out, men. So we can begin to help our children to be healthy, to grow, to develop, to have a good mind when they get 15 years old or 12 years old. Not taking a gun and killing people in their whole house. And why? Because there's no development of the brain. Because we have gave them all false, phony milk that's on the shelves of grocery stores. So let's get the word out now. Share this video or you audio, whatever you can do. Let's get the word out to the women that's having children, that's got young children, newborn babies. You need to start breastfeeding right now. Because guess what, people, we in a famine. And the famine is not going away. It's going to get worse. It's going to get 40% now. They ain't got no milk. But in a minute, it won't have no milk. Okay? And we don't need to get them no milk, none of that, no way, no more. We need to do what the God of Israel told us to do. Feed our baby, our titty. That's what we need to do, what the Bible tell us to do concerning our children. Deuteronomy 31:24. Now let's go to Deuteronomy 31:24. And when I look up sheep milk, I'm not talking about no sheep that you get off no white man farm. I'm talking about a sheep or goat that you grow up. And they have their own babies. You take care of them in your own backyard. That's what I'm talking. Look at all the benefits that a sheep have concerning her milk. Protein, 30%. Potassium, 9%. Vitamin C, 47%. Vitamin B, 5%. Magnesium, 10%. Iron. All kind of good stuff in this. The same stuff that they got, we have in our breath. Go to Deuteronomy 31:24. This is why on everything. No milk for babies. What in the Bible? Let's see. 31:24 Deuteronomy. They're running out of car park. Can't get to work. The trucks ain't running up and down the highway no more. Oh, my God, people. It is getting very heated up on everything. It is. Tell it about people. Woo! What's about to deserve? We really ain't ready for it. I'm going to tell you the truth. Deuteronomy 31:24, people. And I'm speaking to you prophetically. 31:24. It says, and it came to pass, when Moses had an end of writing the words of the law in a book, until they were finished. That Moses commanded the Levites, which the Ark of the Covenant of a higher sin. Like they Haitians in the earth today. They're not dead. They're still alive. Just don't know who they are. The priests, the real priests. All the rest of your leaders sit down because they're not Levite. I've been telling y'all that. Elders, bishops, telling me to sit down. Because if you're not a Levite, if you're not from the tribe of Levi, you ain't got no business trying to say nothing to the God of Israel people about him. This is Bible. Take this book, it said verse 26. Take this book of the law and put it in the Ark of the Covenant of Ahiah, your God, that it may be for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, I am yet alive with you this day. Be rebellious against Ahiah. And how much more my death, Moses said, talking to Levite in the earth, the Levitical priesthood in the earth, the priest today. Nobody can take their place. Y'all people trying, but the higher one except you. He said, Levite are his ministers forever. And look what he said. Verse 28. Moses said, even now, y'all people still going to be rebellious. Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes. Gather unto me, Moses told the Levites, all the elders of the children of Israel, 12 tribes, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death, you will corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I've commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days. We are in that day right now. Latter day, last day, end time. Evil, Moses told, will befall you in the latter days. Yeah. Evil people. A whole lot of evil coming from the God of Israel. Why? Because of your iniquities. You have forgotten my law. You have forgotten my covenant. You have forgotten everything that I told you to do, and you're serving other gods, statues. All your gods are statues. Every last one of them is statue. Yah, statue. Jah, statue. Jehovah, statue. Statue, Buddha, statue, Allah, statue. They all Hindu God, statue, all of them. Look what Moses said. Mm-hmm. You have corrupted yourselves, people. You have corrupted yourselves and your children. They corrupt. Yes. You went against what the God of Israel did that could make you healthy, happy, whole, wonderful, good, perfect. You went again to serve all your masters that you got all your hope and confidence in, that they're going to stop the famine. They're going to stop the food shortage. Oh, yeah, the government going to fix it. That's what you believe. Yeah, you believe that. Oh, yeah, they're going to fix it. What? The mark of the beast. Uh-huh. That's how they're going to fix it. You want to eat? Come on over here. We got food. We got everything built, whatever your baby needs. But we need you to tithe first. For security reasons, we need you to take it. Yes. Look at here, Pete. Uh-huh. Yeah. He said here, the Bible, I'm reading the King James Version, in the latter days, evil will befall you. Because you evil, because you will do evil, Moses told him, evil going to befall you in the last days because you will do evil in the sight of Ahijah to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. When the God of Israel told you, breastfeed your baby, pull your titty out, and put your sucker out on your nipple. Provoked him to anger with the works of your daughters of Zion. You cruel. You cruel to your suckling child, giving them some false, fake, phony milk. Oh, yeah, but go ahead and give it to him now, because you know what? You don't condition that baby to that now. That baby needs that milk now. Uh-huh. But I'm just reading to you what you have done against the God of Israel, your own children, what the Bible says. I can hear y'all talking right now. Well, what I'm going to find, you're going to feed them what you've been feeding them. Formula, Simulac, and all the rest of it. Why? Your baby, he's 6 months old now. He's 5 months old. He what? Oh, man, you try to put a tin in his mouth, he probably spit it out. Try that. It might work. It might work. I don't know. Look what Moses said in Deuteronomy 1. 20, you have, 9, you have provoked him to anger with the word of your hand. Running up in the supermarket, buying all that old meat. That old meat they got on the shelves. You don't know where that meat come from. You don't know what's meat. You don't know what they did with the meat. You don't know how they processed the meat. You don't know anything. You just eat it. Then you get your kids too to eat it. You have provoked him with the works of your hand. Going to school. He ain't never told you to go to school. He ain't never told you to put it in no white man education school. Where you're going to learn a program. That's all you're going to learn, a program. You have provoked him with the works of your hand. He never told you to get no career, no education, and all of that. Abraham didn't have to go to school to be a doctor. He already knew how to sew up and he circumcised his whole household. Yeah. Why? Because he served the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he taught Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob everything. Forefathers that they needed to know pertaining to life, whether it was health-wise, physical-wise, natural-wise, wealth-wise, whatever-wise, they knew how to do it, and they didn't have to go to school to get a certificate to say they knew how to do it. The works of your hands have provoked the God of Israel to put us in my right now. To put us in my right now. Just like ancient times, they provoked him, the real God. Let me keep reading. And it says, Deuteronomy 31. Yeah, it says, and Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of the song until they was ended. Let's go to chapter 32 of Deuteronomy. Hear, ear, O heaven, and I speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall disperse as the small rain upon the tender herbs. Herbs, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of Ahijah, ascribing greatness unto God. He is the rock. The rock, his work is perfect. for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, and right is he. Verse 5. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Talking to you Hebrews. Children of Israelites. He talking to you. Children of Israel. You are a crooked and perverse generation. You crooked. You can't walk straight. You can't be straight. You don't want to be straight. You don't want what's written, what the God of Israel have written for us to do concerning our children, concerning his, concerning what we need to eat, concerning what we need to wear, concerning what we need to do. You just don't want to do it. You are a perverse, crooked generation. And that's why shortage all over the earth, and it's just going to get worse, sir. Speaking to you prophetically, what I know and what I hear. Look what he said. Deuteronomy 32, verse 6. Do ye this require, Ohio, O foolish people. Look what Moses has told him. You are a foolish people and unwise. Is not he the Father that have brought thee? Have he not made thee and established thee? Yes. Remember the days of old. Consider the years and the generations. Ask thy father and he will show thee thy elders and they will tell thee. Remember the days of old. They would tell thee, verse 8, when the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob divided the nation, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For a higher portion is his people. Jacob is his, no, his, yeah. He created everybody, but everybody don't belong to him. Jacob is Lot, the children of Israel, the Hebrew nation. Jacob is a lot of his inheritance. He had 12 sons. 12 tribes of Israel is his inheritance. No, they're not dead. They survive. I'm from the tribe of Judah. I'm a Hebrew woman. No, I'm not American. None of that matters. No Hamite. None of that matters. I'm a Hebrew. Look what it said. Yes. For a higher point, okay, verse 10, he found him in a desert land, and in the waste of the wilderness, he led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye, and as it stirred up her nest, flirted over her young, brought her wings, taking them, bared them up her wings, for higher alone did lead, talking about the children of Israel, and there is no strange with him. He made him ride on high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. You didn't say the increase in the market, but your food trucks keep bringing the food, stacking up the shelves, He, the lot of Jacob, his inheritance, will eat the increase of the field. We have our own fields, our own land, with our own food. We're supposed to be living in a little bit of houses, a little bit of apartments, and a little bit of flats and all that. We're supposed to have a land to have our own food, our own animals, our own water, our own way. People didn't know that, did you? No, you don't know it because you don't know you Israel. You think the Bible talking about Gentiles and all that. No, Israel dead and done away. That's what you know. And we're supposed to eat the increase of the field. And he him to suck honey out of the rock, honey, and oil out of plenty rock, butter of kine, milk of sheep. See that, people? This is the milk that you're supposed to be drinking. Milk of the sheep. I'm reading Deuteronomy 32:14. Milk of the sheep. That's what we're supposed to be drinking. Not cow milk. No. Milk of the sheep. Why? Because the higher love lamb. He loves sheep. That's one of his, favorite animals. One of the favorite animals to the God of Israel. A sheep. A lamb. Yes. I'm making our own butter and margarine and milk of the sheep, fat of the lambs, and rams of the of Bashan and goats with the fatted kidney of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grapes. But Jasherah waxed fat. You see that? Jasherah, I mean Jerusalem, waxed fat, and kicked, thou art waxing fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. I'm running out of time, people. Thou art covered with fat. Then he forsook and made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. He provoked him to jealousy with strange gods and abominations. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to God that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, verse 18, thou art unmindful, thou hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when Ahijah saw it, he abhorred them. He hated the children of Israel because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom there is no room. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Allah, Most High, Jesus, Jehovah, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is no God. That's why you see what is going on in the earth right now. No, can't nobody fix this, and can't nobody stop this but the God of all gods. His name is Ahijah, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. I will provoke them with a foolish nation. That foolish nation is the Gentiles. They're some very foolish, wicked, evil people. Yes, they're a foolish nation. They want to be God. They want to create food. They want to create this. They want to create animals. They want to create people. They want to create Mars and have houses up there in space. They are a very foolish nation. Verse 23. Let me get some water, people. One moment. Get ready, leave now. Verse 22 of Deuteronomy 32. A fire is kindled in my anger. You're very angry, people. Very, very, very angry. And shall burn unto the Lord's hell. Yes. You got certain levels of hell. But he's so angry that his anger is burning to the Lord's hell. So right now, everybody that's dying and leaving this earth, that's sinners and going to hell, they're going to the Lord's hell. because that's how he is. Yeah. Yes, people. And thou consumed the earth with her increase. Look, thy anger is going. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the Lord's hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap up upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They will be burnt with hunger. Can y'all hear me? Deuteronomy 32:23. Why Father Ricard, G-O-C-C, didn't read this scripture? He's claiming he keeping all they under the law, they following the law. Well, this is under the law. I will send arrows upon them. That's the four horses of the apocalypse. One is for hunger. They shall burn with hunger and devour with burning heat. You notice I've been heating up real bad? I've been hearing in the news that the temperature is so high that they ain't never seen it in life like it is now. This is higher. These are the arrows that he's sending because he's very angry and furious. He will send hunger, send heat. I think I read in the news a couple of people died from the heat the other day because it was so very hot. They ain't never seen in life before so hot. Look what the Bible say. It is in the Bible, people. Let's see it in the Bible. Verse, Deuteronomy 32, verse 24. Let me go over that one. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat. And with bitter destruction, I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust, the sword without and terror within shall destroy both, listen, the young man and the virgin, suckling, that's your babies, also with the of gray hairs. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? The sword without and terror within shall devour both the young man and the virgin, the young women, the suckling, the young babies, and the men of gray hairs. I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. That's why don't nobody know nothing about the Hebrew nation or the Hebrew kingdom or the children of Israel or who they is, because the God of Israel said, I will make them to cease among men. This happened back then and it's happening now, people. It is saying God today, yesterday, and forever. Look what he say right here in verse 28 of Deuteronomy 32. I'm getting ready to leave. For they are a nation. No, verse 27. Were it not I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest their actions shall behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hands is high, and a higher have not done all this. Exactly what you people are saying right now. Satan, the devil is doing. The government is doing. The president's doing it. Bill Gates doing it. Elon Musk doing it. Satan doing it. The devil. The devil doing it. The devil killed my mom. The devil killed my dad. The devil. Please, people, shut your mouth because you don't know what you're talking about. A higher said, behave themselves lest they should say, our hands is high and a higher has not done all this. For they are a nation void of kindness. Neither is there any understanding in them. And that's why you people, you women,
feeding your baby some baby formula instead of some breast milk from your titty because you don't have no understanding. That's why you go to the supermarkets to buy all your food and go to the supermarkets and buy all your water because you don't have no understanding. And then you go to work, you get your little paycheck and pay all your bills that they created because you don't have no understanding. Deuteronomy 32:29, last verse. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter.
You people didn't consider it. You didn't pay no attention to the latter end. I'm going into overtime. You did not pay it no attention. You just thought that the world was going to continue the way that it always been. Why? Because you don't read the Bible. You don't know. You think the devil doing everything, the government doing everything, Bill doing everything. That's what you people think. They just a weapon of indignation to the children of Israel. For your rebelliousness, for your wickedness, you have corrupted yourselves. They just a weapon against you people that the God of Israel set up in this earth. That's all. Got nothing to do with the government. Yeah, they're going to feed it. That's all they talk about, the Israelites, what the government doing, what the government. Oh, my God, they sound like sick. Oh, I want to say the word that I want to say. They sound very sick. That's all they talk about, not the God of Israel. What's in the Bible? What do the Bible say that he would do? And why and how and when? Why ain't reading that, people? Why they not reading that? Because they don't want you to know the truth. Because themselves, all your leaders, were set up by the government. All your religions that you see in this world, all of them, set up by the government. They are government religions. All of them. All of them, people. All of them were set up by the government. Jewish and all stuff. Okay, people? The government is in control of those ministries, churches, and those religious organizations. That's why they got to be careful what they do and all of that. But I have one more scripture I want to read, people. I'm ready to leave. It was COVID-19. And it's still COVID-19. It's not gone nowhere. It's not gone anywhere, people. It's not gone anywhere. Still taking people out, still killing people right now today. Been almost 3 years coming up in March, somewhere in January, March, somewhere coming up 3 years. Now you got the monkeypox. What is that? I told you people like a week ago when I came on this platform that I had a dream. Before they even talking about the monkey pox like they talking about now, I had a dream about a week ago. The very next day or two, it was a headline in the news. Monkey pox after I had the dream. The dream was this. last broadcast, I talked about this prophetic vision that I had, prophetic dream. I saw a lot of, okay, a lot of cars. People was jumping out of cars. They looked at men, but when you look at their face, they had a man body, had on clothes and all of that, blue jeans and shirts and all of that, red clothes that men wear. And when I looked up at their face, I seen like a white, like blisterous, like rash on their face. Like they was breaking out with something on their white. And when you look at the monkey pox, it's white. Some kind of rash that breaks out all over your body. And when I looked at them in the vision, they had their face was full of rash and they was breaking out all over. But it started on their face. And they had a gorilla face. They looked it like gorillas. They looked it like they had hair like a gorilla. Overtime people. They had hair like a gorilla. They looked it like a gorilla in the face. But yet they had on men clothes and men shoes and shirts. And they was very, 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 very violent. Awesome, jumping out of cars. And they was looking for people to hurt and do things to. Baby, it didn't matter who it was. Anybody they wanted to hurt and kill. So there's something going on here, people. Because the God of Israel told me in the vision a week ago before they started talking about the monkeypox, that men had the disease or rash on their face and they looked like monkeys. So I don't know exactly what is going to take place with what's been said over the news and the headlines with the monkey. But I know I've been shown something. I've been shown something about it. That it's going to, I believe what I've been shown is that they said it's mild and that it's just people get fever and chills like that. But what I was shown with the people with the rash, like the white blisters and stuff in their face, they was violent. It was violent. They looked at like monkeys. It's very violent people. So I don't know what's going to happen with this monkey pox. It's going to make people violent. I don't know. But I'm just warning you about the vision that I had. I'm trying to put two and two together. But what's being said in the news or in the vision that I had, the prophetic vision that I had. But I want to take your attention back to Revelation. Revelation, let's read it. Let's read it. I think that's Revelation. I don't know what the disease monkeypox going to do to people. But what I saw a lot of people dressed like men but had monkey faces and they had the rash and blister face. So you could put that together, pray about it and see what you come up with, okay? But Revelation 13, let's read. Let me see. Revelation 13. I think it's Revelation 16. Let me check. One moment. I'm in overtime. Get ready to go. Revelation 16. Revelation 16. COVID ain't going nowhere. And more bags was coming. Been telling you that for 2 years now. More bags was coming. Revelation 16. What verse is it? I am looking for the scripture where, I think it's Revelation 30, let's go to that, where when they took the mark of the beast, when they took the mark of the beast, yeah, right here, I believe. Hold on, people, give me one minute, let me find it. It says, let's start at verse 1. Let's start at verse 1, people. Revelation 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Dear people, I've been reading to you all day since I've been here how angry the God of Israel is. Go out and pour out the vow of the wrath of God upon the earth. Verse 2. And the first went and poured out his vow upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark beast, and upon them which worship the image. A sore. I need to look this up in Hebrew. Let me get some water. That's Revelation 16:2, people. Let me get it in the Hebrew. I'm going to pull up the sword. And the first went out and poured out his vial upon the earth, and fell a noisome and grievous sore. It said right here, when you look up the word grievous, it's a Greek number 4190. That's not the Hebrew
Greek because it's in the New Testament. They say hurtful. That is evil. Properly the effect of influence. Which indicates degeneracy from a virtue. Y'all hear me? From original virtue. Figuratively, commoditous, also passively, ill, that is disease, but especially morally. Let me pull up right here in the Greek. It said, when you put out the word sore right there in Revelation, see, it said an ulcer, as if drawn together, sore. So when you put out the word ulcer, it says an ulcer. So when you put out in the earth, the people that took the mark of the beast, I told you, y'all already been marked. You already been marked. It's called a mark of identity. That's what it is. You already have the mark of identity. Okay? So when they received a sore, a noisome, grievous sore upon them, leave the mark and they worship the image of the beast. Now, okay, I'm gonna pull up when I looked it up in the Greek sore, it say an altar. So it was Greek number. Let's see, ulcer. Let me see. Ulcer. Look up the word ulcer. Ulcer, sore on the body. That's what I'm looking up now. Ulcer, sore on the body. They said skin ulcers, sores caused by poor circulation. Let me see. Ulcers are sore that are slow to and keep returning. They can take any forms. It can appear inside and the outside of your body. It can be found in places of your body. You can see some leg ulcers found on the skin or in a place you can't see the pectin or your stomach. But I am saying,
you ready in the podcast?
What I am saying, that this monkeypox, people have like this on their when you look at the ends, if they don't have a blister, and then it's another scripture in the Bible. Hold on. Ulcers, they have the monkey pox. People got like ulcers on their skin, on their hands and legs or whatever. Like open sores. And I really feel, you know, some kind of connection with this monkeypox and the mark of identity that they have caused people to get. They got everything to do with the mark of the beast. So look, I'm just trying to put this together. I'm not all the way clear on this. Maybe I'll come back and do another broadcast about it. Give me 1 minute. Once I
for clarity from the God of Israel. Keep my eyes open. It said Revelation 6, the first angel poured out his bowl on the land, and ugly and painful sores broke out on the people. The first angel poured out the bowl in the earth, and ugly and painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast. The mark of identity is the mark of the beast, okay? A lot of people have been marked. You just don't know it. So maybe beginning to break out with these painful, ugly sores that Revelation 16 speak about. Revelation 16, verse 1. And when you break it down in the Greek, the word sore, ulcer. Ulcer. Now, ulcer is a lashing, like a lashing sore. Okay? So I'm going to do more research. And if the God is, we'll tell you to come back and do another broadcast about this topic, the monkeypox and the mark of the beast and the sores that you have poured out the wrath of God, and the sores start popping up on men and women all over. So once I get clarity and I'm clear with everything I'm saying and what he wants me to say about it, then I'll come back and make another broadcast. I'm going to say, talk to y'all later. I'm going to end this for now. And remember, get the word out. Get the word out to pregnant women, to women that have young, newborn babies. They need to start breastfeeding their baby now, because the FEMI is not going to go over. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And with that, talk to y'all later.